My old friends, the Brisbane Bullets.
Dare I say it, there's hope about them at the moment. We've seen some good signs out of them, Matty Logue, from preseason form. I look at their list. It's a pretty decent team. Is there reason to have some hope for the Brisbane Bullets this time around?
Yeah, I think so, because they've lost a lot of players, but in terms of, I just think they're on the right track. I think what they've been able to do, particularly last season, under Justin Schuller, I just think Schuller's the right man for the job. I respect him as a coach. I respect what he's done, particularly in the junior ranks, but I feel like he's on the right track with this team. Look, he's made some tough decisions, and let's see, you know, if it works. But Nathan Sobey, you know, leaving Brisbane is a, you know, is a big one. Whether or not they can, you know, recover and find an identity without him, that's going to be the question. And look, I've got them hovering around the plane at this point. Confidence level would be about a six, probably a bit less. But we've seen so far that, you know, Casey Prather returning. He's been, you know, good at the Blitz. He's someone I think who's an intriguing watch for the Bullets. I'm just not sure again that I think they're going to be that tier below, like the standout teams in my mind. And that, to me, that's just locked in. I just think it's Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, you know, potentially the Phoenix and Tassie. And then I feel like the rest are competing, but, you know, for the rest of the positions. And I'm just not sure that Brisbane, I think this real rebuild is going to take time. And I'm not sure that it's going to convert to a finals appearance in NBL 25.
Yeah, look, pretty much agree. I think, you know, they've lost a bit. You know, it's the Nathan Sobey, you know, experience as such, you know, didn't end in the best way. I mean, both he and Justin Schuller taking shots at each other on the way out was a bit disappointing. And, you know, talking about culture fit and things of that nature, and, you know, which is not the best look. But I think they've recruited pretty well. I mean, Degadell is probably the biggest X factor, because the last time he was in the league, you know, with Illawarra, so much was expected of him, and it just never happened for him. I know for a fact there was some, and I'm not going to go into the reasons again, drives people nuts when I do this, but there were some off-the-court things that were happening with him that were pretty serious during his time at Illawarra. So hopefully he's put all that behind him. Because he's an extremely talented player, as we know. You know, long, athletic, can shoot the three, can defend, can get up and down the floor in a hurry. When he's on, he can be really, really damaging. So I'm hopeful for him that he can be really productive. Obviously, James Bateman is an import coming out of Israel is going to be a bit of a question mark, although he's looked pretty good in the preseason for what it's worth. So far, Keandre Cook is probably, you know, maybe a second tier import. I'm a big fan of Kai Savage out of the Center of Excellence. This is the kind of talent they brought in. And then, you know, obviously you're kind of hoping that Casey Prather returns to the form that he showed with the Perth Wildcats and Melbourne United back in the day. And, but that was a few years ago now. And still sort of, you know, finding his way back from a devastating injury that just about ended his career. Josh Bannon is going to be huge for them. And then the two bigs, yeah, Tyrell Harrison, is he, as I said last week, is he going to have a bust out campaign where he establishes himself finally as a consistent, productive, imposing big? And then obviously the super talent that's Rocco Zakarski, and you know, his elevation, hopefully, into the NBA eventually. And what is his progression going to be like with this team? Obviously, Mitch Norton's still there. Jay, you know, he's going to be huge. So as a leader and defender. So, look, I certainly don't see them as a play-in contender. I really don't. I just think that other teams have got better prospects, but doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that they can't really step it up. I mean, Justin Shuler's a very, very impressive head coach, you know, great development guy, as we know, has been over many years. But does he have the overall horses to kind of, you know, run with the Sydneys and the Perths and the Melbournes of this world? I'm not so sure about that. Yeah, that they certainly, I think, as far as what their upper limit is concerned, I think a play-in is their upper limit. But I kind of look at them and I still say they're kind of a bottom three team. Now, it's not to say they can't claim some scalps, and I'm sure they will throughout the season. But right now, I don't see them as a playoff contender.
I don't think it's fair to hold Casey Prather to the standards of what we had before with Perth and Melbourne. A lot too much has gone on under the bridge with that sort of injury. So let's look at Casey Prather as essentially a fresh entity. If he can provide even up to... I'm going to instantly compare him to what he was before, but if we get a new Casey Prather that can give you something, starting off the bench this season, but if he can give you something, if he can be someone that's reliable, if he can be someone that gives you a little bit of X factor, I have a bit of hope for the Brisbane Bullets, and I haven't always had a lot of hope, as many people would know, about this franchise. Sixth place is feasible. I don't think they'll be any higher than that. 13 wins last season, probably about the same this campaign. But, geez, if they do put it together and they can start getting some scalps, particularly at home, like we talked about with Cairns, for them the key is away. If Brisbane can put it together at home and start drawing some crowds to the Brisbane Entertainment Centre, man, look out. That place will be rocking. So that's my hope for the Brisbane Bullets this season, is that they can put some performances together at home and draw the Brisbane public back in and really make them fall in love with the Bullets again. Because what are they competing with? The Broncos suck. The Lions are going to be out of season. The Brisbane Heat are a juggernaut. The Brisbane Roar have been a basket case for a decade. So there really is a place for the Brisbane Bullets to capture that sporting public attention, because the BBL is shortened this year. So the Brisbane Heat are going to have about 6 weeks of attention. Then you've got the rest of the summer. So that's where the Brisbane Bullets need to be shining. And I really do hope that they can be that team to shine, particularly at home this campaign.